We'll wait to your question, then we'll talk about the gospel card.
What question are you asking?
You asked if he was a priest.
Yeah, that was one of them.
The Bible says that all true men of God are a holy priesthood, not a Roman Catholic priest, which is made of man, but the holy priesthood in Jesus Christ. This is why I go, this is why I preach, and I warn people that the culture and the world and the church system, Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, are the broad road to destruction. Narrow is the way through Jesus Christ, okay. And you must repent, place your faith. Repent and be born again by the Spirit of God. I used to be a drunk and a worldly person, and God transformed my life, my heart, my mind, and now I live to seek and serve Him.
So you believe it's true that we all came from like Adam and Eve, right?
Absolutely.
So wouldn't there be like an intense amount of incest going through?
I didn't hear what you said.
Wouldn't there be like an intense amount of incest going through?
Actually, there is incest all over the place, all over the planet.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, so there already is. So the answer to that question is yes.
But wouldn't everyone currently have like some kind of mental illness or some kind of disease?
No, absolutely not, because God, the Creator, look around you, not this culture, not the sidewalk. Look at the trees, the birds, the water. Look at your own self. Look at your fingerprint. Billions of people. You are a unique creation. God created you. The Creator knows what He's doing, and God can step in and out of creation to make things work and not work. When God created the garden, it was perfect. Man fell into sin by rebelling against God. God said, now the earth is cursed. And that's why you see sin. That's why you see all the wickedness. It's because of sin and rebellion against God. But the good news is, you're an enemy of God while you live after the pattern of the world. But you can turn and repent, and you can become a friend of God by following Jesus with all your heart, not church. Be ready to lose your life, though. You're going to lose your friends, your family, your cultural standard, and you must make Christ your everything. Because, see, this life, you're all young. This life is fleeting. You think you're far from death, but you could die tomorrow. I know lots of young people die.
I know that. I just don't care.
Yeah, well, you should care, because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. So start with that and think, if there's a Creator, and there is, and Jesus said He was the Creator, and He is, and if I'm going to answer Him someday, you will, I need to say, who is this Creator, and how should I be relating to Him, living for Him, when I stand before Him? Like, have you ever been to court?
No, actually.
Hopefully you never go to court, but if you do, and it's serious, you usually have a lawyer that stands beside you and goes, I'm going to be your representation, and I'm going to tell you what you can do and say in front of this judge. I'm going to try to get you a better sentence. If you stand before the righteous judge and go, I don't really care about you, judge. I don't even care about the law. The judge is going to go, that might be all fine, well, and good. Guilty! And you go to jail.
Obviously.
Or if you throw yourself at the mercy of the judge and say, Your Honor, I did it. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Please have mercy on me. I'll do better. The judge goes, you're a young man. 6 months probation. Stay out of my courtroom and you'll be fine. This is how we make ourselves eligible for the grace of God. God is holy, just, and righteous. If you come to Him in a merciful heart and seek Christ, He'll forgive you. If you come with a prideful, unbelieving heart, He's going to cast you away to weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here's a gospel card if you'd like one. And my website's on there. It answers a lot of the questions you're probably going to ask. And I don't want your money. I don't take money. I want you to open the scriptures and go to the Word of God. I have a gospel card for you to read.
I'll check on it eventually.
Test it to the Word of God. My email's on there. Any challenge you'd like to email, you've been a nice young man, not a mocker.
I have one more question. It's not the most serious, but I'm not trying to mock you.
Okay.
Do lawyers go to heaven?
Do lawyers go to heaven?
Yeah, because sometimes they sin for a living.
Yeah, lawyers.
They lie for a living.
The Bible doesn't speak about lawyers, but it speaks about every category that covers lawyers. It says many lawyers. It covers many lawyers. It says no liars will enter the kingdom of God. Yeah, so if a lawyer lies, he won't be in the kingdom unless he repents and turns from his lies.
What's his name again? So you believe that if someone accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
You didn't hear me accept. What I said was repent. There's a big difference. Satan has accepted that Jesus is Lord, but he doesn't obey
that's
him.
Not exactly. It's like someone as their Lord and Savior, like God or Jesus.
Yeah, so repent and be born again. It's not accept. That's the churchianity gospel. Accept Jesus and go to heaven. There's no Bible verse that says that.
All right, different.
Yeah.
So I was about to ask
the Bible says believe and repent.
I was about to ask a question relating to that.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, about accepting?
About accepting and then going to heaven.
No, yeah, because that's an unbiblical concept. You know what it is? It's like you've never
been... I watch Family Guy.
Right, well, throw your TV away. It's going to deceive you.
Never.
Yeah, well, it is. It's of the world. It's of Satan. I call it television. You've never been married. You're a young man. But one day if you decide to get married, you're going to commit to a person, right?
Yeah.
I believe a woman, man and a woman. Today in the culture, it's crazy. They think men and men can get married. God doesn't agree with that. But you'll commit to a woman. And when you decide to commit, now your life should have the fruit of those actions. If you commit to her and then you run with a bunch of women, you're a liar and you're a hypocrite. That's how it is with God. If you commit to God, he expects you to live and follow him according to his word. Okay? Right. What's your name?
Vincent?
Yeah. I'm James. This is my brother Kevin. And this is my wife Debbie. You turned out to not be a mocker. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Test things in the word of God and go to my website. God be praised.